This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When it comes to applying personal values to investment choices, our next voice is no Johnny-come-lately. Cliff Feigenbaum founded what is called Green Money Journal 25 years ago this summer. Sustainable business models and investing for social impact was a groovy thing a quarter century ago, but it's way beyond that now. Cliff, good to hear your voice.
Good to talk with you again, David.
I remember back in the early days, you'd see articles or we would do coverage about impact investing, socially responsible investing, it was called at the time. And you'd get the Wall Street hotshot saying, oh, that just leaves money on the table. Oh, you can't succeed if you start worrying about what the companies are actually doing. You showed that that view is really quite wrong.
Over the 25 years, I think this industry, the SRI industry, has matured. There's now $9 trillion involved in SRI and $23 trillion globally. You know, in fact, Bloomberg reported that $6 billion moved towards SRI last year and $4 billion already this year.
Now, Green Money, your journal, doesn't decide what your values should be. It's not just progressive values. If a person were more conservative, for instance, you can come up with a portfolio that is a little bit more palatable to your personal values?
Absolutely. We started Green Money because it's about aligning your money with your values. Whatever your values are, from the way you shop to the way you invest, even local banking.
And what do you think, Cliff? You've thought a lot about this. I mean, you try to make your portfolio align with what you believe. It's not always easy. You might reward a company that has a better environmental record, but, oh, it doesn't do quite as well as some other peer companies when it comes to promoting women and minorities. How do you balance that?
We see the shareholder activism part is where you improve companies. In fact, this year there was over 70 shareholder proposals on climate change issues. And in fact, Exxon, their own shareholders, 60% of them asked for the company to start reporting on climate change risks. A company doesn't start out perfectly. There's many times that it can be improved, and that's what SRI helps companies move towards more innovative and sustainability.
Cliff Feigenbaum, founder and managing editor of Green Money, which was founded 25 years ago. Cliff, thank you for the time.
Thank you.